Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number.
Just to further rip open that wound, that Adam Oates trade, to understand how bad it was.
Yeah.
Federico only played the one season with the Wings. He was okay. He had, I think, 57 points in that season for the Red Wings. Tony McKechnie played like 14 games or something like that. He did not do much with the Red Wings. Paul McLean played two more years in the NHL, I think both with St. Louis, and had like 34 goals one year and like 30 the next year. Adam Oates went on to have over 1,200 points in his career after being traded from the Red Wings, including immediately back-to-back 100-point seasons with St. Louis. And as I'm looking at his career stats here,
yeah,
in 80 games in the first season with St. Louis, he had 102 points, including 79 assists. The next year, he only played 61 games, but he had 115 points, including 90 assists. I believe that was the year that Brett Hull scored 86 goals.
Yeah.
He had 142 points in a season with the Boston Bruins. And he had another 100-point season with the Bruins as well. I mean, Adam Oates had an incredible, incredible career. He was hurt a lot in his career as well, but better than a point a game, over 1,000 career assists, 1,400 career points, and 1,200 of those came after the trade.
Wow.
That was...
not good. No. Why are you doing that?
Because it really... I absolutely remember where I was when all this went down. And my jaw was dropped open. I'm like, why'd they just trade Adam Oates? I was pissed.
Really?
And I'm still kind of pissed to this day. But
no way.
There's some behind the scenes stuff to it that I think there were reasons that he was traded. So
248-539-9797.
Chris is in Commerce. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Gator. Hey, Doug. How you doing?
What's up?
Good. Hey, this was back. Oh gosh, this is just after it was after the first Stanley Cup in '97. And in the 98 season, after it was getting near the second cup run, and I was in the like restoration business, and my business partner was in the freight business, and he said, hey, I got a package here I want you to deliver. I said, I don't deliver packages. And he goes, come on, you'll like this one. And it said, deliver to Mr. Brendan Shanahan. It was this huge, heavy oak dresser from France he had shipped over. We took it over there. We get in the house. His wife met us at the door. He was at practice. We start to move this thing, and we just couldn't do it. It was too heavy. It was going up a circular staircase. So Brendan comes home. He says, hey, I'll help you guys out. And we said, no, that's all right, man. He goes, no, we can do it. So he helps us out. We get it all the way up there. It was the heaviest piece of furniture I ever moved. Gave me an autographed picture and everything and said goodbye. The next day, he's out 2 weeks with back spasms. And this was just before the second playoff run. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm not saying anything to anybody. Because if I wreck the playoffs for these guys.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's a true story, though. It was pretty incredible. It was cool, though. But after that, it was like, man, I wish he wouldn't have offered to help.
I mean, that is...
Oh,
that's wow. Amazing. I didn't tell many people that story after that, but later on...
Hey,
later,
they won the cup, man. It's okay. They won another one in 02. It all worked out.
Off the hook.
Yeah.
It's not too soon, right? I mean, it's we let some time pass. The statute of limitations expired.
You're good, Chris. You're good.
That's right. Okay, I'm good.
All right, thanks. Hilarious. Thanks for sharing. That's going to be tough to beat.
Yes, it is. Amazing.
And somebody else going, guys, I was playing Guitar Hero one night. And, somebody
just
brought
picked
over,
it up from GameStop. You know? Yeah.
This Joel Zamaya guy decided, he's like, hey, man, I'm really, you, what is that, Guitar Hero? I'm like, yeah, you got to try it out. Oh, I never played it before. And we played for 17 straight hours.
He wouldn't leave.
He wouldn't leave. And next thing you know, Joel Zamaya's got arm trouble. Wow. I mean, that's a juicy secret to hang on to. And he finally unburdened himself today by telling us that he helped move some furniture into Shanny's house. And Shanahan said, no, I can help out. And then he was out a couple weeks of back spasms.
Let's start with this. I love the idea that Shanny was like, no, I can help. It's like the Nick Lachey stuff that made me, when we watched Newlyweds with Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. And you start watching because you're like, oh, Jessica Simpson, nice. And then you're like, this Nick Lachey dude's awesome. And part of it was to be this rich. Didn't he order like a pool table and a bunch of stand-up video games? But to get him into his game room, he had to get him upstairs. So he rented like a forklift or a crane, and he was going to do it himself. Remember, they laid all their own sod. They did their own yard. And I'm
like, well, this was also done for a TV show. Which
Don't you understand what the word reality means in reality TV?
Yes.
It means it's real and only real.
Doug, sadly, I learned the hard way of how things really
you know
work.
How bad Gator's been jaded and hurt, Doug?
That I know it
the
all
hell's
goes back
ruined
to,
him.
It all goes back to one thing. One thing.
Yeah, I won't forget. I'll never forget. I will never, ever, ever forget what happened with watching The Hills. I just won't. And so when I look back at the Nick Lachey and the Newlywed Show with Jessica Simpson, and I enjoyed it too, Doug, and I think back to that, and I'm like, wow, Nick Lachey, he's an everyman. He just wants to do the stuff, and he's not too full of himself that he can't get his hands dirty. He's going to put some sod in the house. Yeah, right. Rent that crane. Try to lift it through the upstairs in the house. And that sounds great. That's awesome. But the reality is, the reality part of the TV show is it's still a TV show. And it was all fake.
Well, we don't know that the Newlyweds was fake. We know that The Hills
was fake. Because he and his brother, Drew, they didn't finish. They didn't end up doing all the sod, did they? No, they had to hire a company to do that.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But
hey, wait a minute. We're getting a little too dirty here. And this is a little too hands-on. You guys ready to take over? Is that crew that's just that landscaper crew that's waiting behind the scenes? You guys ready to come in?
Yo, cut, please.
Yeah, cut.
Right. Cut. This is.
I'm running this high low. Is this the right button I use? Yeah, go ahead, do that. All right, you done with that? Yeah, I'm done. All right, we're gonna switch over. We're gonna take it. Yeah,
quit rolling. You guys come in and finish this, and then leave two or three strips aside, and we'll just do those at the end.
Yeah. Get the my good side. Get the good angle here, right?
Yeah. Right. It's like watching Property Brothers and assuming that Jonathan, the contractor of the twins, is actually doing all the work on the house.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
He's got the gloves and everything.
Right, I know. He's got the tool belt. Sure. Yeah. All right, guys, I did enough for the TV. You guys ready to come in and do the real work? Okay, good. Not that he can't do it, but he's not doing it.
You sure?
Yes.
Not to say that this isn't the most dramatic rose ceremony ever.
Wait, you're telling me one of the Scott brothers is not the actual project manager on the
I'm saying he's quite capable at doing the work. I'm saying that
as soon as the camera stops rolling, he leaves.
He's like, all right, guys, you got this. Yeah, I'm saying that 100%. I gotta go. I got a dinner date with Zooey Deschanel tonight. I'm sorry, I gotta leave.
Wow, new girl.
Yeah. Well done.
You're. Why didn't you say spoiler alert? I mean, there's some people out here who probably have their hearts broken that they think this isn't real.
What you see is real, but them completing the project by themselves in a giant 4,000 square foot home is not possible.
Really?
They have help. That's why you see when he's talking, there's like 15 guys around there doing work. You know, but they'll get them out of the house for the moment that he's going to show you the design and the initial demo day where they start going, do you guys want to go through this wall? Yeah, wee, get this sledgehammer, go through the wall. Oh, I think we have some duct issues. I better get my guy out here. Yeah, your guy is right over your shoulder. Just have him come on over. Yeah, you know what, Jonathan, you're right. It is load-bearing. That's going to cost a lot of money. All right, let's reshoot that.
They always run into that. Load-bearing.
Right.
They always run into the load-bearing.
Like, they're not going to know that through an inspection.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.